Good morning. We're continuing on Hilchos Shabbos, and we learned Klal HaMedches, the Melacha of Moichek. We mentioned before in Simen Zion that there's an Isser in conjunction with Kosev and Moichek, the Isser of Medida, which goes together with the Isser of Mechamemker, which is a Gzera because a person might come to write and erase. So within the Isser of doing business, so they also Chazal also answered measuring things, because many times the process of doing business requires measurements. A person is purchasing certain amounts of fruits, meat, wine, beer, etc. So maybe just to touch on some of the lachos of Isra Medida, the Chayadim will come back to the Isra Medida when he talks about the Isra Mechachem Memker. But since that's going to be a while, maybe we'll just clarify a few points. When we learned Simon Zion, it was not so clear. So let's just discuss that. So there is an Isra Medida, which is something which is Derech Mechachem Memker, and therefore it's going to be Yasser. This Isra is to measure length of something, the height of something. So size, measuring volume is also usur. Measuring weight is usur. So all of those are very commonly used in the process of purchasing something. You're buying a certain length of a cloth. You're buying a certain weight of meat. You're buying a certain volume of liquid. So all those are going to be usur. It's interesting, the Chazal also usur taking a temperature because it's a form of measuring, measuring time. You have so you look at a clock, you're not measuring anything, but if a person has a little hourglass, which he sets as a timer, he's measuring a certain amount of time. So all of those go under the concern of measuring. What the Chayyadim spoke about before was the medida in regards to measuring a value. I want a certain amount of an item. So I come in with a kli, which is made for the purpose of measuring, and I want to measure it to a certain amount of volume. I fill up to the one quart line. So that's going to be a problem. Or if the whole thing is a measuring cup, pulling the full amount is going to be a problem. Commonly what would happen was that the owner of the store would have a measuring cup, and people would come in, they would measure out from the large barrel of wine that amount of measure of wine, and then they pour it into the person's container to take home. So that's going to be obviously going to be a problem. Interestingly enough, if let's say a person, the purchaser, is coming to get wine, and he brings and he just fills up his container without discussing the idea of measuring, that's going to be mutter. I'm coming and I need a kli to take it home. So even if the kli I'm bringing to take it home is actually a measuring kli, it's not obvious that I'm measuring, because maybe the reason why I'm just filling the kli is because that's what I want, regardless of the measure, and that's the kli which I had available to bring it home. So in the case of a person is measuring in a way which is not obvious that he's measuring, they didn't ask. So that would be an example, or vice versa. If the person would take Shimon would take Reuben's kli home. Reuben is the one who's providing the liquid. So the reason why we're putting into this kli is because I needed something to take it home, and I'm borrowing your kli to take it home. Happens to be the kli is a measuring kli. So in both those situations, that's going to be mutter. The case which is usur is I put it first into a measuring kli, and I measure out the amount, and then I pour it into my kli. Alternatively, if there are markings inside of the kli and I measure it, fill it up to a specific line, so then what I'm doing is measuring. That's indicative of the fact that I'm doing is I'm measuring something, and that's going to be problematic. If I measure it in a way which is not precise, so it's not, the markings are one pint, 2 pints, 3 pints, 4 pints, something of that sort, and I don't mark it up to any line which is the actual line, so it's more or less than the actual measure line on the kli, That's going to be, since you're not doing it the way which looks like you're doing Medida, because you're not measuring to a certain amount, so it's not being measured accurately. It's also going to be mutter, because the Isser is doing a Maisa Medida, which is Nikr, that it's a Maisa Medida. Something which is Nikr, that it is a Maisa Medida, for example, let's say I'm measuring a length or something of that sort. So even if I'm using something which is, let's say, not the most accurate, I'm counting steps. And I know how long my steps are, but it's clear that when I'm doing an act of measuring by the fact that I'm counting steps, something like that would be prohibited. We'll clarify some more points. The Chayyadim then discusses what's the language that one uses when they bring this kli. What should they say in order to avoid this problem? And this is what the Chayyadim mentioned in Siman Zayin, and we're going to clarify that point, Be'ez Hashem, in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.